Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
All right. Good morning. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning,
Cassandra. How are you?
Oh, awesome, Coach Lalisa. So good to hear your voice this morning. It's just another beautiful day and another opportunity to prove God that He will show up and show out when you're expecting Him to do just that. He will be just that. So I'm absolutely excited and moving forward with my day, you know, because I know that God can do some great things. And you know what? It's a terrible thing, I think, in life to wait until you're ready. I have this feeling now that actually no one is ever ready to do anything. There's almost no such thing as ready. There's only now. And you may as well do it now. Generally speaking, now is just as good a time as any. And that was by Hugh Laurie. So what he's trying to emphasize, just do it. I've been guilty of this. I'm trying to get myself all pumped up to be ready to, you know, but he's saying you just need to embrace whatever it is you need to do and just do it. Just do it. We give too many excuses for not moving ahead, for not moving along. You just do what you can do. And, you know, God will honor that, but just do it. Just get up off the don't do and do it and make it happen. And so, you know, you just got to make it. You just got to make it now, make it happen now, and it will unfold before you. So I'm really excited about that. Just moving forward in the now, you know, just moving forward.
Yes.
Prayer and faith makes the difference. It makes all things possible. That's right.
Well, you know, you're talking about that do it now because our guest this morning knows all about doing it, and she is doing it big, big, big. And so I want to definitely just let people know that who we have on with us today, awesome, awesome woman, and I met her about 12 years ago. And this was amazing, maybe a little bit longer than that. And then we met very briefly one night at a seminar, believe it or not, a seminar that I had held, one of my first live events that I held. So it may have even been about 14 years ago. And somewhere in 2000, I believe, we had this event, myself and another young lady. And we decided we were going to come together, team up, and do a series of workshops, seminars. I was going to talk about relationship and emotion, and emotional fitness, so to speak. And she was going to talk about physical fitness. And we've had her on the show before. Her name is Adrienne Congleton. So Adrienne had this friend, Audrey, that she invited to the event. Well, it's a very long story, but long story short, Audrey gave me her flyer with some information on it about her being a
publisher. Well, at the time, I had no idea that I would be want to publish a book. So eventually, I needed to publish a book, ran into another woman, totally different scenario, at a bus stop. The woman said, oh, I can give you somebody's name who can help you publish your book. And that was 4 years after I had met Audrey. Well, she gives me this lady's name, and who name is it other than the same lady I had met 4 years prior who had given me her flyer. So that woman today is our guest, Audrey Bell Carney. Since that time, since that 14 years ago that I met her, a phenomenal woman. I was, you know, fascinated with her then. I'm even more fascinated with her today. One of the reasons I wanted to have her on the show, Coach Cassandra, I'm telling you, she is amazing. She attracts attention wherever she goes. She attracts excitement. Well, how could you not be excited to know a woman who not only is on television, not only has a TV show, but here's a woman who created her own television station. That's right, I said it. She has a television station. And, you know, she also is the creator of a doll, you know. When I was a child, we played with the Barbie doll and the other little doll we used to play with, Chatty Cathy. Well, this woman also created her very own line of dolls. And she's, you know, been very successful with that business. Also, she created her own magazine and online. And she goes by the acronym BOSS, B-O-S-S. So she can tell us what all that stands for, be your own boss. And just so many wonderful things I could say about Audrey. But I just want to let everyone know, and I want to give everybody an opportunity to get on to this radio station this morning and listen to this woman's powerful message. She's an awesome dynamic. You can easily turn the mic over to her, and she can definitely school anyone and give wisdom on how to be a successful entrepreneur. She's one of the most successful entrepreneurs I know, and one of the things I really like about Audrey is that Audrey, from the day I met her, she's the first real female entrepreneur that I met that was really doing it big, and that's going back 14 years ago. She was doing entrepreneurship before it became the most popular thing to do in the economy. She was talking about be your own boss then. And so without further ado, I'd like to introduce to our guest, our audience, our awesome guest, Audrey Bell Carney. Good morning, Audrey, and welcome to the broadcast.
Good morning. Can you hear me? Because I have on some new headphones here, so I want to make sure you can hear me.
Audrey. We can hear you. And our co-host, Coach Cassandra, I don't know if you all know each other. I know Audrey knows so many people, and I know Coach Cassandra does as well. So, hey, you guys might
Good morning, Audrey.
Good morning, ladies. I want to thank you so much, Lisa, for that great intro, and thank you both for having me on this morning. It's pretty cool to be on the other side of the mic sometimes. If I sound a little hoarse, that's because I'm kind of just waking up. I had a long night last night, but thank you again for having me on this morning.
Oh, wow. You know, Audrey, it is my pleasure. You know, I love you. So many things that, you know, you've done for me. First of all, I wouldn't even have a book, you know, God's plan for my success the first time that I can't do it. I wouldn't have, I was very successful with that book. I wouldn't have Release Your Power if it wasn't for you, you know. You were just a blessing to me, and, you know, you taught me the ropes on how to publish. I've even gone on and held my own publishing classes with you, you know, the seminars, the workshops. You know, being behind the mic, you know, you were the one who told me about, you know, being on the radio and, you know, just so many things I learned from you. You're truly a woman that a person can watch and, you know, emulate. You know, some people, you know, have Oprah, and I had Audrey Bell Carney, you know, so I thank God for you. You are powerful. I remember one year I went over to the Circle of Sisters, and for those who are not familiar with that event,
It's an event that happened in New York City for about the past 7 or 8 years. So one of the biggest events New York has, one of the biggest events for women in the country. About 40,000 people show up for this every year. And 1 year I went, and the tables are about $2,000. The average person will say, oh, I'm not going to get a table at that event. They're too expensive, right? Well, 1 year I go over to get a vendor's table. Not $20, not $100. I said $2,000. You heard me right. I go over there, and who has this big old table with cameras, lights, action, but Audrey Bell Carney. Audrey, you are amazing to me, the things you do. And now you have your own TV station. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I'm really excited about that. You're making me blush over here. You know, a lot of times as entrepreneurs, we don't talk about ourselves much. Now, we can talk about everybody else, but we don't talk about ourselves. So it's kind of funny to hear people talk about me. So I'm sitting here with this big old smile on my face, like, okay. But you know, thank you so much. I'm really excited. It's called HerTube, like YouTube. And it's a women's network. We do video and television for women and what women care about. And we had to add the care about part on the end because we know that there are some guys out there that produce really great stuff for women. And so we didn't want to leave them out. We also knew that there were some guys out there that I know there are some guys out there that I totally admire, and I didn't want to leave those guys out as well. So, and then who doesn't like looking at a smart, handsome guy on TV? So I wanted to make sure I kind of fitted them in there somewhere. But I launched HerTube last year in October, and, I moved to Atlanta, and when I got down here last summer, I wanted to do something different. Now, I got to tell you, when I came down here, it was total culture shock. I was in total shock about how many super uber successful entrepreneurs that were African-American that were here. And they were here. You can touch all of them, all the celebrities. You see all the stuff on television. Well, there's a lot of them down here. And you can actually touch mostly all, like everybody on the Married to Medicine. I pretty much know all of those guys. I met them already. So I was excited about that, and I just had to figure out what I wanted to do because I was starting over. And I remember, and I didn't know it had been so long, Lalisa. I didn't know it had been like 14 years. That's a long time. And I remember when I kicked off the dogs, that was a long time too. And then I moved to North Carolina. My husband's job transferred, and I started doing a show. I walked into the studio, and I said, hey, listen, you know, when I was in Jersey, I had a radio show in a newspaper called Women in Business Today. You know, how would you like to have that on your television network? And the station manager said, let me talk to the station owner, and I'll get back to you. And they got back to me, and in 2 weeks I had a show on. So when I came down here last year, I wanted to figure out, you know, how can I do that again? How can I have that kind of TV show again? But this time I decided to have my own network. And technology is so amazing. And a lot of people run from technology, not me. I run right to it. And I looked at all the ways I can make this happen. And I came up with a business plan. I sat down and I wrote out a business plan. And I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a company that's going to be a hybrid between YouTube and Netflix. And the reason I said that, because I really wanted to have real people on there sharing their real opinions, but then I also wanted to be in a position where we could produce original content and short films and documentaries and things like that. So it had to be a hybrid between the two companies, and that's what HerTube is. It's a hybrid between a YouTube and a Netflix, where we have, right now we have 18 women that are producing shows for the network. We did an audition this year. We auditioned over 200 women, and we narrowed it down to 23 women, and then 18 women actually signed on with us to do shows. And so now they have shows that's both online and on television on our network. And we're constantly adding new show hosts because people are coming to us now, and they're saying, hey, listen, how can I get on the network? So we're adding. So we just added another young lady just last night. I added her, so it's 19 now. But we have a whole host of people that's in line now because the word is kind of getting out, and I haven't really did any marketing yet. It's pretty much all word of mouth, and we're excited about that. It's a great opportunity. It's a great platform for anybody who's looking to get their name out there, get their product or service out there. And most of the women who are on there right now, those women, half of them really want to be on television and acting. So this is a great platform for them to wet their feet and kind of hone their craft And so it's amazing what technology can do right now. I'm really excited about that.
Audrey, yes, and I don't know, Coach Cassandra, you know, jump in if you, you know, have a question for Audrey. But, Audrey, you are just so amazing. You never cease to amaze me. And the thing that you do, you're so innovative. How did you get this? Where do you get your ideas from? Where do you get your energy from?
You know, my dad was an entrepreneur. He didn't have very much success. He was a very talented carpenter. He could make anything look beautiful, but he didn't have a huge amount of success. But he had that gift. And I remember when I was about probably 19, I was still in college, and he and my mom separated. They divorced when I was 10. And I remember saying to him, you should move to Jersey, because he lived in California at the time. And I said to him, you should move to Jersey so we could start a business. But he never wanted to come to Jersey, and I didn't like California, so I wasn't going out there. Plus, I wasn't leaving my mom. But I think I get it from him, because he was really entrepreneurial. And honestly, we're like the only entrepreneurs that was in my family on both sides. Like, I don't have, on my mom's side, there are no entrepreneurs. On my dad's side, he was the only one I knew. So I think I really got it from him. But on top of that, I think it's just God. God gave me these great ideas, and it took me a long time, Lalisa, to understand that if he gives me these ideas, he'll make a way for me to make them happen. So I used to try to do everything on my own, and now I pretty much say, okay, God, however you want me to make this happen, make it happen. And he does.
Wow. So how can folks get a hold of you, Audrey, if people are interested in connecting with you?
I can be emailed at audrey@hertube.tv. That's ATRTUBE.TV. And the website is hertube.tv if you want to go check us out. Our membership there is free if you want to host a show. If there's more information there about hosting your own show on the network. And if you have a big network of people and you want to become a channel producer and earn some income with us, there's information about that as well.
I love it. You know, nice and simple, hertube.tv. I love it. Audrey, you know, you have already influenced so many women. Tell us about the dolls, a little bit more about your dolls. How are they doing? Why did you launch your own doll-making business?
You know, what happened was I was working at United Hospital in Newark for 8 years, 8.5 years, and the hospital went bankrupt. And when I left there, I went to Prudential, and I worked there for 2 years, and then the company moved to Cranberry. And I could not drive from West Orange to Cranberry every day. That just wasn't going to happen. So while I was out looking for a job, I remember reading an ad in the newspaper that said, you know, you can have your own business. And that was in 1995. And I had already been doing Avon when I was working at Prudential, because where we worked at was a whole bunch of women, about 400 women on the floor. So it was easy just to throw my Avon book on the desk. At that time, I didn't think about it as a business. I just thought about it as a way to make some extra money. So I had this huge network of women who were buying Avon from me. And when the company moved to Cranberry, I lost my whole clientele, because everybody just scattered. And then by that time, I was like, okay, maybe let me look at this thing a little bit more. There was an ad in the newspaper that said, if you wanted to own your own business, call us. So I called them. I went in for an interview. When I got to the place where they were doing the interview, it had to be about 80 women there. It was 80 people, about 80 people there. It was a line outside the door. And I was like, man, what are they, you know, what are they giving away? So when I got inside the building, they had money. It was in February. I'll never forget it. It was February 1997. It was freezing. They had money hanging on strings from the ceiling. And I walked in, I was like, what the heck is this? And when I walked in there, they had the money hanging from the ceiling. Everybody sat down, and a gentleman came out. He was tall, a white guy, tall, slim. He had on, like, you know, back in the day when Miami Vice was on, where they used to wear the shoes with no socks. He had on socks. He was tan. He had a ponytail. And it was freezing. And I said, he must be from Florida somewhere. But anyway, to make a long story short, they were doing, and I don't know if you ever remember, people walking around selling the bottles of perfume. Well, that's what we were going to be doing, selling bottles of perfume. And when you sold so many bottles, they would open up an office for you. So for 3 months, I was out walking around in the cold, because remember, we talked about Jersey in February. It was snowing. It was ice on the ground. It was raining. But for 3 months, I walked around selling bottles of perfume to people on the street, just spraying people. And
wow.
I remember at the end of that 3 months, I had made about $30.
Whoa.
Because you were only making like $1 a bottle just to prove that you were worthy of getting this office space, and it never materialized. So that was a big gimmick. But I was so intrigued about the freedom that I got. I was so intrigued that if I could just do something that would make me double my money and still have this type of freedom, I loved it. So I started looking at the network marketing companies, and I started looking at Primerica. And Primerica was, when I went to their meeting, I was intrigued by the annuities and mutual funds, because I was, you know, I love math. I'm a numbers person. And I said, okay, listen, I could do that right there. That looks very interesting. And what really sold me on Primerica was the rule of 72 and how your money compounds. And I was like, okay, I like that a lot. So when I got started with Primerica, I thought I was going to go straight in and start doing annuities. I went out and bought all my books and learned my Series 66 and 67 and all that stuff so I can play around with mutual funds. And they said, well, you got to sell insurance first. I'm like, sell insurance? I don't want to sell insurance. So I got my license anyway, and I started doing that. So in the meantime, one of my best friends was pregnant, and she said to me, can you fill in for me at work, you know, while I go out to have the baby? And I said, sure. So I was doing Primerica, and I went to go work at Novartis. And while I was at Novartis one day, I was just sitting there, because it was a very quiet place, and they did a lot of data entry stuff, so it was very quiet. And, you know, they in the Bible say, be still and know. It was very quiet, and I was sitting there bored out of my mind, and I got the ideas for the dolls. And
wow.
I'm sitting there, and I'm like, what the heck? So I went online to see were there any plus-size fashion dolls. I couldn't find one. And so later on that day, I called my friend. She was going to a Primerica meeting with me because she was thinking about becoming a Primerica partner. And we were sitting there, and I said to her before we went, I said, you ever heard any fat dolls before? And she said, she looked at me real strange, and she said, no. She said, but I just want to know, can I be the vice president? And I was like, sure. And we started, that was 1999.
Wow.
We started looking at those dolls, and we was in the back of the room at the Primerica meeting talking about nothing but dolls. June 1999 is when we started with the concept. By December, we had our doll. And that was based on nothing but focus and passion and God.
Mm.
Because we started trying to find out where we could find out. We wanted to know where we can get this doll made. And we started looking at doll companies, and we found a gentleman down in Maryland who had a doll company. It was a fashion doll company, and we called him up, and he said yes, he would talk to us. And we went to Maryland. We drove to Maryland, and we spent 8 hours in his warehouse. No water, no nothing, just taking notes for 8 hours. And he gave us some great notes. We took those notes, and we came back to Jersey. We called the person that sculpted the doll. She lived in Kinchlow, Michigan, in the woods. She sculpted from pictures that we emailed her, and we took those pictures and approved them. Then we took that sculpt and sent it to Hong Kong, and they sent us back a prototype. So by December that year, we had our doll.
Wow. Wow.
And that's how it happened. And so we did that
wow.
for 5 years, and Georgette, who's my friend and partner, her husband got transferred out to Texas. He works for Fox TV, and he got transferred out to Texas. And the company, the economy started going bad, and then we were so far apart, and then everything just kind of did a turn. And then that's when I started to, after that happened, I said, no, you know, it's too labor intensive. They went up on the cost to manufacture the dolls in Hong Kong. So now we were pretty much out of money, and the prices had gone up. It was hard shipping. It was a lot of crazy things that happened, a lot of things we didn't know because we went into an industry that we knew no knowledge about, just blind. And so we learned along the way, but it cost us. You know, it cost us a lot, but it was a great lesson because I was able to take all the stuff that I learned and talk to other entrepreneurs about what they should be doing and should not be doing. And I got to say this. I have to say this. We started that business literally with no money. I mean, when I tell you no money, not only did we have no money, I didn't have a job. I had filed bankruptcy like in 1994, so I had bad credit. I mean, literally on zero. We had nothing, but we had a great idea, and that's what we took and ran with. We ran with that idea. And along the way, you know, we sent out letters to people saying, hey, listen, would you support us and buy a doll, pre-order a doll before we even made them. And that's what happened. A few people pre-ordered, and then my ex-boyfriend, his mother gave us like $7,000, and that's how we got ready. That's how we got started.
Wow. That is some story. And so, Audrey and I, you know, Coach Cassandra, again, jump in, you know, when you can. But I'm just wondering, comparing that time, 1997, the late 90s, to now and what you're hearing about entrepreneurship, remember before, what's the strategy now? What's the message now for entrepreneurs today? Because you've been an entrepreneur all that time. And some people are now the entrepreneurs. What do you say to people today who want to go into business?
What I would say today is what I've come to learn over the last 15 years is that, and it may sound cliche, but it's true. Do something that you're really passionate about. And I know a lot of entrepreneurs hear this all the time, but when I tell you it's true, it's true. You have to be passionate about what you do. And then you have to know your industry like you know your social security number and your name. Now, you don't have to be a master at everything that it's going to take to run your business, but you need to know your industry. You cannot be in business and not know your industry. And I remember when I left North Carolina and moved back to Jersey, I became a consultant for King University, SBDC, and Rutgers, the SBDC departments. I was a consultant for them. And people would come into the office because they want, you know, to get information on how to start a business. And I remember, you know, talking to this one woman who wanted to start a cupcake business. And I said to her, well, what do you know about the industry? And she didn't know anything. All she knew is that she knew how to bake cupcakes. Well, it's going to take a lot more than knowing how to do something. You need to know the industry. You need to know who the players are. You need to know who the successes are. You need to know who the failures are. When I started in this industry, I actually started looking at this industry before I left Jersey. I used to go to New York every week to a meetup over in New York on 26th Street. And it was, when I tell you, it was really a bunch of guys and maybe one girl and maybe two blacks, me and one other person. So you're talking about a room about 40 people with two women and two blacks. But they were so into this whole internet TV thing, and I thought it was amazing, but I just could never get it started right. And I tried to get it started in Jersey, but I was trying to produce all of the shows. But I learned my industry. So even though when I got down here, I had kind of forgot about it for a while because this was like 2006. I had kind of forgot about it when I got down here, and I said, okay, what am I going to do? And I looked at what was available to me. The first thing I did was go to a meetup where there were a bunch of film producers and a bunch of television producers because I realized I liked that whole industry. I want to be in that industry. And I really learned about the industry. Like, I watch Bloomberg TV every night because I know they're talking about something that's going on in my industry. So you have to be passionate about what you're going to do, and you have to be focused. You can't do too many things, and I got to tell you, Andrew Morrison was my coach. He's a millionaire. And if you don't, you know, he was my coach. So I said, well, I want to be a millionaire. I need to have a millionaire coach. He was my coach, and he used to tell me all the time, you need to pick one thing. And, you know, I'm a strong-headed woman. I can do it all, you know, and you can't do it all. Not all at one time. I'm going to say that. You can't do it all at one time. So you need to pick one thing to focus on. And that was probably the hardest thing for me because, as you know, as an entrepreneur, being creative, ideas never stop coming. And you want to try to do them all. And that was me. I was writing. I was coaching. I was consulting. You know, I was on all these things. I was on this person's business, on this person's board, just doing all these things. And when I came down here and I wiped the slate clean, I said, I'm not doing anything. I'm going to stop and I'm going to be still again so God can give me what it is I'm supposed to do. He gave it to me, and I became laser focused because I kept saying to myself, what do I need to do to get to be like I was with those dolls? When I started the doll company, because I didn't know a whole lot about entrepreneurship at the time, I was focused on nothing but the dolls. And that's what had been missing in my life for a long time. So Anybody looking to start a business right now, they need to be passionate about what they do. Don't chase the money. I'm going to tell you that right now. I know there are people who are hungry and they see opportunities and they see a way to make money. If you don't love it, it's not going to work. And even if it start working in a little while, you're not going to love it after a while. It's going to become a pain. It's going to become a job. And when you have to go to a job and you don't want to be there, it's painful. So you don't want to be chasing money. You really want to chase your dream, but you want to be strategic while you're chasing it. You want to make sure that you're focused. You want to make sure that you know your industry. You want to make sure that you get out there in the industry where those people are and get to know the players. My daughter is into acting. And she has her first shoot tomorrow. She landed her first film gig. She actually landed two. She's going to be in Betsy with Queen Latifah, and she's going to be in another film called The Muse. And I said to her, listen, you have to go out there where those people are. You got to get in that industry. We just had this conversation yesterday. You got to be in the industry where the movie makers and the filmmakers and the producers are. This is how people get to know who you are. So anybody who's thinking about starting a business, they have to know the industry, they have to be focused, and they got to be able to realize that they can't do it by themselves, so they got to be able to ask for help. Let me just repeat that one more time. You cannot do it by yourself. I know you think you can. I know it's your baby. You know, you don't trust anybody with your baby, but you're going to need some help along the way. And, you know, and you got to have
great.
Faith.
Audrey, that is great. Awesome. Listen, if someone wants to get on your network, what is the best way? What are you looking for in someone that you bring on to be part of your production?
So what we do is we tell people that it has to be women-focused. If you're a guy, it's still, your content has to be women-focused. Because what we're doing is, you know, I make this big audacious goal. I said this big audacious goal. I'm talking about so big, I can't hardly wrap my head around it, but I'm going for it. And that was to be the largest women network of self-produced content in the world. And that's a big, audacious goal, probably the biggest goal I've ever set for myself. And so just to watch it unfold is going to be exciting. But your content needs to be women-focused. You need to be able to produce your shows. A lot of women self-produce, but we have about 5 women who actually live out in Hollywood, and they have production companies. So they actually have their stuff produced by a team. But, you know, Louisa, technology has changed the way we do so many things. You know, you got these cameras that you can sit up, and I remember going into a studio, and a young lady did her whole interview with an iPad in a rack. It was beautiful. Like, her setup was so simple and small, but her whole show was done in a little small room, probably about 200 by 200 feet, that only could sit like 2 chairs and a desk, where she had everything attached together and filming her and her guests, and it was like on automatic pilot. You know, you want to make sure that if you are going to produce a show, you want to make sure that the sound is good. You want to make sure that the video quality is good. You want to make sure that you got good content. Because that's the other thing. What we do offer our show hosts, it's paid. When we first started, now let me tell you this. This was funny. This was real funny. When we first started the network, we were giving away free shows. And I went to businesswoman first because I figured I'm a businesswoman. I'm always looking for ways to market, always looking for innovative ways to market. I can't get one woman to bite, not one. I was like, what in the world? Don't you want to get your name out there? But I guess they didn't. So I laid in my bed one night, and I said, God, now I know you gave me this idea for a reason. But who am I talking to? I'm not talking to businesswomen because they won't bite. They don't want it. They don't like it. They don't see the value in it. And they did. Well, he said, talk to people that want to be on TV. And I got up the next morning about 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, holy crap. And that's what I did. So that's when I ran an audition for women who wanted to be on TV, and they bit. But after that, now businesswomen are coming to me saying, hey, listen, I need to get on the network. But by that time, we had set a price to it. So everybody that I reached out to for free, they kind of didn't want to, and now we're picking up a lot of traction. It's a paid position. So it is a paid spot, but it's a very small amount. If you look at it from a businesswoman and a marketing perspective, it's a very small amount for a huge amount of exposure. You can self-produce your show. You can hire a team if you want to. I say, you know, if you don't have the budget for that, self-produce, it's really easy. The other thing is we share revenue. So we partner with an ad network on our television, on the television network itself. We partner with an ad network, And what they do is they gave us code, and we put the code on the shows. And every time, like right now, I turned it on the other day, and I'm looking at TV because I normally watch it when I'm eating lunch and see what's new up there, because my content manager, she posts all the content. Like, I never see the content, so I actually sit down in front of the TV and watch it. So Friday, I was eating lunch, and I normally watch it when I'm eating lunch, and a Delta commercial popped up there. And I was like, oh, we got Delta as a commercial. But every time a commercial run on one of our ladies' show, they earn revenue from that. So that's exciting, too. They earn 15% revenue from all the commercials that run on their show. And remember, their show is on demand 24/7, so commercials could be running all night long. Our network, our television network, there's over 8 million Roku boxes. So we're on Roku. 8 million boxes, Roku set-top boxes sold. And Roku is coming out with their own TV in September. So that's exciting, too. So that means more people are going to be able to watch us, because TV is going to be already Roku built in. And we have apps. And we, as a matter of fact, our Apple app just got approved last night. Like right before I went, that's why I was up so late, because I got an email saying you were approved for Apple. And I was like, oh, we're on Apple. So now you can download our app to your telephone and tablet. But, yeah, if you go to, if anyone's want to host a show, if you go to HerTube.tv, you click on Advertise, at the very bottom, it talks about hosting your own show and becoming a channel producer. There was a gentleman who's in Philadelphia. He wants to become a channel producer because he has a huge network of women. Now, he doesn't necessarily want to produce his own show, but he could, because the package includes that. But he has a huge network of women who are looking to market. And so he's going to become a channel producer, and they get to get the show at a discounted rate, but they, you know, they get a certain amount of episodes. But I thought it was a great one. He gave me that idea, actually, he and an attorney that's on the network with us, to become a channel producer and open it up that way, too. And they can, you know, they can earn income because they can charge whatever they want to charge for their show, as long as it's not above what we charge for our shows. So, it's very interesting, and you got to be, I could tell you this, it's an investment. And that's what people got to look at. A lot of times as entrepreneurs, we look at everything as a cost. You can't look at things as a cost. You got to look at it as an investment. And Lisa, and I know you probably had this a lot in coaching. People say, well, how much do you charge? They don't want to pay. But you got to have them. Let me tell you this. I gained a lot of my backbone for being a strong woman in business from my coach. So you got two coaches. You got Lalisa and you got Cassandra. And I want you guys to hear this. I want your audience to hear this. You need a coach. The best athletes in the world have coaches. Did you know Michael Jordan just became a billionaire? He just became a billionaire. But guess what? He had some great coaches along the way to get him to that point. When he was playing basketball, he had Phil Jackson. When he went to Nike, he had Phil Knight. He had coaches all along the way, and now he's a billionaire. You have to have coaches. So you got two great coaches right here that get up every morning at 7 o'clock and host a show for you and bring you on great people. Talk to them, and you got to understand, it's not a cost. It's an investment in your future. Now, I can tell you this. If you're not willing to make a small investment with a coach, you're never going to make it as an entrepreneur. Even with no money, I understood that I'm either going to do all the sweat and grunt work until I get to where I got to go, or I'm not going to have a business. I learned that once I did get some money, I spent so much money in stuff development and coaches and programs. I got so much stuff here. I got stuff with Lisa that I paid like $1,000 for. Never took the paper off of it because I had so many. And when I got ready to move, I said to myself, oh, man, I forgot I had this. I mean, a whole CD collection that's never been unwrapped. But I realized that I needed to make an investment in myself if I wanted to be a successful businesswoman. And you got to have coaches, and you got to have people in your corner that understands you, and you got to have people outside of you, because sometimes you're so close to what you do, you can't really see everything. So a coach is that person that's going to help you see things the way you need to see them. Andrew was my coach, and he used to tell me all the time, you need to focus. And I would say, no, I don't. And I'm telling you, for 2 years, I was like, he was constantly saying, you need to focus. And for 2 years, I was like, no, I don't. And I didn't get anywhere. I stayed stuck for 2 years. Because I wasn't listening.
Wow.
I was making an investment with my coach, but I was not listening.
Well, you know what, Audrey? You do so many exciting things. What do you do for fun?
For fun? Ooh, what is fun?
Do you have time? Or is your TV station your fun?
You know what? You know, Elisa, I love what I do. That's my fun, honestly. I just celebrated my 11-year wedding anniversary last weekend. And so my friends would say, I know you're not going to take any laptops and iPads and all that stuff. And I was like, why you say that? It's like, you don't need to take anything. You need to shut down for the days that you're going to be away. And I got a chance to go to Savannah. I did take my iPad, but I didn't do a lot of work. But I got a chance to go to Savannah, and it was beautiful. And that was fun. So me and my husband decided we were going to try to do something at least once a month. But I love what I do. Like, it's not work for me. So I can do it all
night.
I do have to make myself, I totally have to make myself disconnect so I can have some kind of family life. But I love what I do. I'm never bored with what I do. Like, I love it. And
well,
I get to meet these amazing people. You know, I meet some great women and some great guys. And now I'm into this whole film thing and TV thing. I'm meeting some really, really, really creative people. I got a bunch of film producers coming on board to produce original films. So that's all exciting. So I love what
I do.
So it's not work for me.
Wow, you are such an awesome, awesome woman. This is Coach Cassandra. I know Coach Lalisa and I sound just like sometimes
you
people
sure do.
Tell us, but
you sure do. I thought I was talking to Lalisa.
It's all good. It's all good. You know, we're sisters, so it's all good. But you are such an exciting person. And let me tell you, are your children pretty much following in your same footsteps? I heard you talk about a daughter, or do you just have the one child?
I just have the one child. You know, it's what's funny, Cassandra. My daughter grew, when I first started, she was like 8 years old. And she's 22. She'll be 23 next week. And when I first started, I would drag her to all my meetings. And when she got ready to go to college, she was like, I don't want to look at business. I don't want to know about business. And I was like, okay. So I didn't say anything to her. So she became an education major. And I was like, okay. So I didn't say anything. And then her sophomore year, she switched and became a business major. And I was jumping up on the inside. You know, kids are funny. Like, when they see you like something, then they don't like it. So I didn't say anything. I was just jumping up on the inside. But she really likes acting. And she's been loving that type of stuff for a long time. And, you know, she's in a good place right now because she's landed two roles. And I'm excited. One of them is a pretty high-power supporting role, and then one is with the movie Bessie with Queen Latifah that's going to be airing on HBO. So, you know, I'm telling her.
Wow.
Here's me telling her. But the thing about her, Cassandra, is she knows that I think big, and she thinks like, okay, just give me a little bit at a time. She said I think too big, too quick. Like, she can't think of all that stuff. So I said to her, listen, you need to leverage the fact that you're going to be in a movie and on TV, and, you know, you're going to be in all these, you need to leverage that. So you need to have a product. I done put a whole product thing together for her. She's like, yo, slow your roll. I'm not ready for all that yet. So.
But you know what? What you're saying is so true. I'm the daughter also of an entrepreneur, and my dad used to say all the time, oh, I want my kids to follow in my footsteps. And, you know, I went to college, and I was the same thing. I became an education major. It was like I didn't want to hear all that, and that's not me. And I was shy, too shy to speak in public, you know, or so I thought. But the education actually kind of helped groom me toward what I'm doing now, and I'm just amazed. And you know, I could relate to when you're saying, you know, you think so fast. You can always think of the next thing and the next thing, and you get those creative juices flowing. It's difficult sometimes just to focus in. But what I'm learning is I need to be around like-minded people,
mm-hmm.
because people that sometimes are not very creative, they think like, well, wow, you just start this, and you're already talking about doing this over here and doing that. And it's like, hey, it's all good because I know how to handle it and to make it happen. So I can really appreciate what you're saying. And let me ask you this. Do you have time to mentor folks? You're so busy because I definitely could use you as a mentor for some things that I'm working toward. So,
you know,
we'll have to talk more offline. Go ahead.
Someone actually approached me about that. And so what I decided to do was I'm going to do a four-week training. And I don't know if I got the video online. It may be online. But I'm doing a four-week training. Starting in, I want to say August. I think it's in August.
Okay.
It was just a mentor thing, like how to kick it off, how to get it started. Very affordable. I wasn't looking to knock nobody's heads off. Very, very, very affordable. But It's only because people start saying, and I realize, okay, I don't have a whole lot of time, but my Sundays are pretty free. Like, I pretty make that my kind of relax and read day if I can. So I kind of give myself permission to take Sunday off. However, that's rarely the case. I go to church, and then I'll come home. And yeah. This is my Sunday thing. I come home, and if my husband is watching sports, then I go downstairs and do work. But if he's not watching sports, then I kind of hang around and, you know, we'll cook and stuff. But Sunday evening, always I'm pretty open because he's normally watching something sports. So I decided to run a four-week program. I think it's in August that it's starting. But if you email me, I'll give you the exact dates and everything. As a matter of fact, if you go to wybi.eventbrite.com, it's there. And it stands for What's Your Big Idea? That's what it stands for.
Oh, I love that. What's Your Big Idea? What was the name of that site again? What's Your Big Idea?
WYBI, which stands for What's Your Big Idea, .eventbrite.com.
Okay, cool. That's an excellent way to connect with you. That is awesome. And, I've got a lot of folks down in Atlanta, so I'll have to come down and say hi to you when I get down to that area. Listen, you are such an exciting woman. And I'm just curious now, does your husband, what he does, does it complement what you do, or is he in a totally different field?
Totally different. Let me tell you, my mom just celebrated her birthday right before Memorial Day, and my husband, and he's in pharmaceutical. He works in pharmaceutical. He's been in pharmaceutical about 28 years. But he had some guests. He had some friends over from work and some wives, and we were sitting at the table, and I was telling them. I said, you know, and I had this, and I don't. Maybe I've never said it before. And so they were saying something about being an entrepreneur. Oh, the wife of his coworker said, you know, I understand about being one, but I just don't like it. And so her husband, my husband tells me all the time how much of an entrepreneur her husband is. Like he said, Audrey, you would love talking to him because this is all he talks about at work all day long is business. He said, you would love talking to him. And so we were sitting to the table, and I said something about you know, I have to thank my husband because I'm sure if it was anybody else, I would be divorced by now because he's pretty much held up everything I've done, and he's really good about being supportive of me. He knows, but I got to tell you this too, Cassandra. Before we even got married, before we were even talking about being a couple, anything, he was trying to talk at me, and I said to him, listen, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm broke, I'm a single parent, I'm bankrupt, I'm trying to run a business with no money, I hate washing clothes and I hate cooking. And he looked at me like I was crazy. I said, I'm letting you know from the door, this is who I am. I said, so, and I'm going to be an entrepreneur till the day I die. So you need to know this before you even try to holler at me. And he didn't care. And he was like, I can handle it. And he knows I told him that because I wanted to be very transparent because I had dated a guy, and he straight told me, now, I want my wife to be home having kids. And I was like, what? I had one child at the time. I'm like, I don't want any more kids. Are you crazy? So I let him know from the door that that's who he was getting involved with, and he's been here. And it's been some rough times, some rocky roads, but he's been right here holding me up and, you know, pushing me when I'm saying to myself, I don't want to go there. I don't think I'm going to like it. He always says, Audrey, remember, when you don't really want to go somewhere, that means something really good is there. And he's constantly been there telling me that. And every time I do that, I go into something great happens. So, you know, he's now he's thinking about getting a food truck because he loves to cook. He cooks all the time. I never hardly ever cook. And so we are actually looking at getting him a food truck. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to be a part of a reality show that we're producing, and we're going to roll out his food truck plans on the show. So that's kind of exciting, too.
Wow. That is exciting. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
The food truck industry is blowing up. And down here, you know, in Jersey, we're used to seeing food trucks. But down here, it's like a craze right now. And they don't have a lot of red tape like we have in Jersey. And they just open up their parks and their downtown areas. There's a lot to do down here. Despite what a lot of people think about, well, I'm going to say the metro Atlanta area, a lot of people think when you come down south, there's nothing to do, there's no job. And I can honestly say, not in the metro Atlanta area, it's a lot of everything to do. It's a lot to do. You can find jobs, it's a lot of activities, and it's a lot of opportunity if you come down with the right mindset.
I love Atlanta. I love Atlanta, and we do have one of our partners for on our show. He comes on Mondays with Miracle Mondays. I'm not sure if you're familiar with David Knight. He has, he has the Christian Social Network that's equivalent to Facebook. It's called My Christian Social Net. It's called Christian Social Network. He's the CEO founder. Yeah, he's right there in your town. You definitely need to know him. And
I sure do.
You. Yeah, he has. You can go to his website, MyCSN, like social network, .org. Or you can look him up on Facebook, David Knight Jr., actually, I think. Or you can go to Coach Cassandra's page. He's one of her friends. Or you can go to my page. He's one of my friends. But,
okay.
And he may even be on the show. If he is, I'll open up his phone line. You can meet him right here today. I don't see that he is, though. But if he is, you know, he's so busy. But yet he has the Christian, he has the equivalent to Facebook. Wait till you meet this guy and hear what he's doing. I believe he does have a huge, it is really wow. When you meet him, Audrey, and when I met him, I thought about you initially and also our other girl from up here, Hargrave. What's her name? The news producer. You know, she's also from New Jersey. You know her, and she moved to Atlanta as well.
Hargrave. Oh, Hargrave, I'm thinking like Lakeisha, is that her name?
It's not Keisha. She has the real short blonde hair. Oh, gosh. You know I'm talking about when she wears. Okay, I'll get her information. I'm pretty sure you do know her. I just can't think of her name. She had the office downtown Newark across from City Hall for years, and she did all the media for City Hall when under Cory Booker and probably others, but she moved to Atlanta about the same time as you, short way around there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, me too. And she does news. I know she does something with the media. She's a news.
Okay.
She's a newscast. But from Newark. She's from Newark, and she's cool. I just can't think of her first name, but we'll get all that together. But you guys down there in Atlanta are doing, you know, really, really big things. And, you know, she's media. You're media. She just wrote a book, actually. She just wrote a book.
Okay.
She just wrote a book, but I will definitely inbox you her name and get, you guys can do your friend request and David Knight. And, you know, as Coach Cassandra says, she has other people down there that have been on the show as well. And one of the things I thought about when I met David was I thought about you, and I know you have to her too, and he's got Christian Social Network. He does this thing called Miracle Monday on our show where he gives out up to $250 every month.
Oh, nice. That's wonderful.
To a needy family. And maybe that's something that he can also, you know, promote on you. So you guys just really need to definitely meet, work together. Yeah,
I want to just throw this out there for any nonprofits, because we give nonprofits and churches, they get a free channel, and they can also bring shows on their channel. Like, their channel is free. Like, a channel producer can actually bring on other show hosts on their channel. And I didn't put that on the site. I should have put that there. But that's free for nonprofits and churches. And we figured it was a great way for them to raise money for their organization by giving them a free channel, because then they can charge their show hosts to be on the network. So if you know any, and I'm thinking about him now, because I love what you just said. He gives away the $250. He could actually use that platform to reach people. And it's a free platform if he's a nonprofit. He can actually use the platform to run a commercial or to run a show on there when he's giving away this money for free. I think that's wonderful.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, great.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah. There's him and there's so many other. And, Audrey, we'll never forget when you spoke at our first Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs event. You were such a big hit. Some of the suggestions that you gave to those in the audience at the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. And then I know by the second year you had moved to Atlanta. This is our third year. We'll be doing it in August. Yes, 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 at Marriott. But we're definitely going to have you back if this year. I know you're, you know, doing your programs and all the things, but next year we want to see if we can get it videotaped live on HerTube.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah.
I know it's going to take a year-long planning for that because I want it really, I want that to be like a big to-do, like a big ordeal that we're going to HerTube network. And I can't wait. I want to be able to talk a whole year about how we're going to be on HerTube network. And when I go back to think about how we actually met in an event, that one of my first events where only, I think there was only about seven of you in the audience.
The second event I was at, you had a packed out house. It was standing room only.
Exactly, exactly. So we went, so a lot of people think that when they come to your event and see that it's packed out, they think that that's how they can, and they think, oh, well, because they don't know you, you don't have a big name, they think, well, anybody could just pack out a room. Well, but they weren't there when you started with just the seven people.
That's right.
And the seven people was you, my sister-in-law, and a couple more of my friends and Adrian's friends, you know. But here we are 15 years later and able to give an event where we had standing room only, so much so now I'm doing a seminar to teach people how to give packed out live events. But a lot of that I learned from you, Audrey, you know, when I met you, and I just, you know, you told me about how to go on radio. You know, you said, you know, get commercials. You know, you were doing a radio show in New York at that time. I don't know if you remember that. You remember?
I don't. I remember the book. I don't remember that. I remember the person I do remember talking about radio was Mathis Interiors, and she does a show now. But I remember talking to you sitting out at Don's Diner before it burned, not Don's, maybe with Diner before it burned down, talking about your book. And I remember.
You don't remember radio? Yeah, you were doing a radio show in New York City, and you told me that if you want to do radio, you got to get sponsors, you got to get so many sponsors, you don't have to pay for the show yourself. Sponsors. And maybe you weren't doing radio, but you just knew that information. Well, I
was doing it. I was, because I've been doing radio now for 12 years.
Okay, so you were doing radio and you told me to do that. And I thought, wow, how am I going to get sponsors? And that's when I hooked up with WKMD, Harvest Radio. And lo and behold, that's how I got hooked up with that. And what happened was, you told me that, you said, you want to do me on radio? And I'm thinking BLS, you know, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to need thousands and thousands of dollars in sponsorship. And I was like, wow, how am I going to do this? Nobody knows me. I don't have a big name. I've never done radio before, right? Well, God connected me with Dr. Albert Lewis. I ended up going to Harvest Radio, and guess what, Audrey? God showed me that the sponsor was going to be me because the show was only $150 per taping.
Right.
And
right.
I could afford that. And I was only doing it once a week.
Wow.
So a lot of times people hear things and they think they can't. But I heard it and I said, I can do it. I said, how am I going to do it? And then there came Harvest. There came this low dollar. I said, are they serious? That's all they're going to charge me to be on their radio station? I thought I had died and went to heaven. And I stayed with them and I paid that for 3 years in a row. So you make a big impact on people. And, again, the women that you touched at the event, you said some at that event. You were between you, Dr. Grant, Francine Humphreys, and Nicole Upton. Guess what? Nicole is going to be on the show Thursday.
Oh, nice. Send me a reminder so I can listen in. I'm normally up because I get up every morning and do the prayer call. As a matter of fact, I do the prayer call with Pastor Kirkwood, who actually owns WKMB. He does a prayer call every morning at 6 o'clock. I've been doing it for 3 years because I had a show with him, too, on WKMB. And so he started doing a prayer call, And I've been on that call for the past 3 years, and he does it every morning at 6 o'clock.
Yes, he's an awesome prayer. His mama used to pray. But guess what? Do you know the Budget Nista?
Yes, I met her. I met her at, was it your event I met her at?
I met her.
She gave me some little green stickers that I put on my, it's so funny. She gave me some little green stickers that I put on my debit card, and it said only use it if you have to or something. And I look at my debit card, and it's still there.
Well, she's going to be our guest tomorrow. So she'll be
nice.
Tomorrow. I chased her down. I finally got a hold of her. So you are such an inspiration. You have been an inspiration to so many women with your, I remember you had the boss, the email, be your own boss. And you had that email news going out, or your magazine. And I remember thinking, every time I would get it in my inbox, you know, because you were into technology before. It seemed like anybody else was into all the social media, I would call it,
When AOL first launched in 1994, I was one of the first people to have AOL, and that was in 1994.
I remember. I'll
never forget it. I was like, when they first launched, and I say all the time, man, had I had the sense to buy one share stock in AOL in 1994, I would have been sitting pretty. But, you know, I didn't know. I was just getting into it. I remember using the internet to throw my first party. And I remember the first person that I went to a big girl's party in New York, and it took me 2 hours to get to the party because I got lost. And I came home that night after I finally found my way to the party, and I was like, man, I could do this in Jersey. And I did it down at Don Pepe's, and I put it on the internet. Only thing we had was Prodigy at the time when I put it on the internet. And the first person to buy a ticket to my event was a cop from New York. He sent me a check in the mail. And I was like, this internet thing is all right. And we did the party at Don Pepe, had about 200 people there. And that's when I got involved with the internet, and I've been loving it ever since. However, I didn't have the business sense, because had I had the business sense, I would have been, oh, my God. You know. But, you know, it's time, and it's not my time. It's not our time. It's God timing. And so that wasn't a timing.
You're doing big things. Now, talk for a minute about the New York thing that you did, Circle of Sisters. What was that like?
Oh, man. I love Circle of Sisters. It was expensive, like you said. Yes, it was very expensive. But I was excited because I did make my money back, because at the time I was selling my book. Now, what I got to tell you, it was nice. It was very nice. But you need to have a product that's affordable when you go to the Circle of Sisters. Or you need to have a product that's in real high demand. And I'm going to tell you this. I was selling my books, and people wanted to start a business. So that worked out fine. So I was able to get a return on my investment for that. But a lot of people were not. Like, if you were selling a lot of clothes and stuff, they weren't getting a lot of return on the investment. You can see people looking really sad. Now, the people that were getting the return on the investment were people that had products that was really in high demand. Like the lady that was putting on the eyelashes, her booth was never empty. I was able to run away from my booth for a minute to go and interview her, and I never got a chance to, because she never had a minute. The person that was doing the weaves, her station was highly packed out. Never got a chance to interview her either. So you want to make sure that if you're going to make that type of investment, you want to make sure that you have a product that's in high demand. Now, if you're only going to get exposure for your business, because we've done Circle of Sisters twice, if you're only going because you want to get exposure for your, as a matter of fact, I've done it three times. If you want to go because you just want to get exposure, just make sure you got a lot of marketing materials, and know that a lot of people that are coming in, they're not really coming to spend money. They're coming to pay the $15 to get in and to get all of the free concerts and the freebies that are given away. We had a booth right by Steve Harvey and the WBLS station. Our booth was right there. And you would have think I would have made $3,000 or $4,000, but I broke even. And we were right in front of the auditorium where Hezekiah walked the walk right in front of me because they was doing a concert. And I'm like, hey. But the return on the investment panned out, but for some people it didn't, because there were people right next to me who didn't make a dime. So one lady was there. As a matter of fact, Tracy's Cheesecake. Do you know Tracy? She makes the cheesecake?
I don't know her, but I know of her.
Right. Some delicious cheesecake. She probably sold all the cheesecake to us because we were starving. But she had like T-shirts, I think she was selling. And then the next day, she's like, I'm bringing my cheesecake because I'm not making any money. When she brought those cheesecakes in, her revenue went up. But the first day, she had T-shirts. So, and I remember that because the cheesecake was so delicious, and that's what she sold out of, her cheesecake. So you want to make sure that you know why you're going to those type of events, because if you're going to make a big return on your investment, you need to have a product that's really in high demand. Food is always in high demand, and one reason food is in high demand there because the lines were out the door, so you had to stand in line for an hour to get the food. So if you was kind of on the side selling your food, which she wasn't supposed to be doing, that's why she didn't bring her cheesecake the first time, but she was on the side. She's like, I'm going to bring my cheesecake. And she brought on a cooler full of cheesecake, and me and my little group, it was about five of us in my little group, because we was passing out stuff and interviewing people. We tore them cheesecakes up. But, yeah, it was a great experience, but you got to really know why you're doing it. And that's what any trade show. Know why you're doing it. Know what your expectations are, because you can be disappointed if you're going to make a – if your goal is to make a huge return on your investment and you don't have a product that's in high demand, or you haven't done a lot of pre-marketing before the event, you could wind up taking a loss, you know. So that's what I would say.
Thank you. Hate to cut you off there, but we have people I think want to talk to you. I have a comment or a question. Area code 314. It's your dime, your time. Area code 314. Talk to us.
Oh, I'm sorry. good morning. This is Jade Harrell in St. Louis.
Hey, Jade. Hi. It's Cassandra.
Hey.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. I am enjoying your program, Audrey. You are right in my lane. I appreciate all the direct wisdom that you're sharing this morning, and you really helped me reshape the way I'm doing things here. I produce several programs here in St. Louis and podcasts as well on iTunes. I have a broadcast network that's primarily audio right now, and they were just that thing. I hadn't been on one of these calls yet, so I do understand about it being divine. It was no accident that I happened to be at the gym, and I got the message that you guys were on, and I said, well, while I work out, I'll go ahead and listen. And I tell you, there was a couple of times where I missed a push-up or two because I was really getting into what you were saying. Really getting into it. So I just want to applaud you for your effort and work. I did pop on to see a little bit of your network, and would love to connect with you more and maybe have you come on and interview with us as well on our Clear Channel network. But it's very exciting. Cassandra, you're in the right place, dear. You're doing it in the exact way that you should.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And good morning as well, Coach Lalisa. Nice to meet you, and good morning to you as well.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much, Jade. Coach Lalisa, that's the lady I've been wanting to connect us with.
I'll tell you more about her later. Absolutely.
Thank you, Jade.
Right. Give him praise, y'all. It's really to God be the glory. It's all him.
Oh, yes, it's all, and that's what I say. It's all him, and you know, and like you said, Jade, I don't believe everything I do pretty much is divine, because I walk in somewhere and I need something, and that it just appears, and it's so weird because when you get to that point where you're not really worried about stuff, and you just, you know what, I'm just going to cast all this on you, and you just tell me what I got to do, and show me where I got to go, and it's almost, it feels miraculous at times. My daughter was in a car accident a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
And we've been on this big prayer thing. Like, we just been, like, prayer, church, prayer. And she was driving. She had a GMC truck. So GMC had been having, we've been talking about GMC with all these recalls, like, all week long. Recalls on GMC. And that Saturday morning, I had to get up and go get my oil changed. And she was coming home, and I'm riding down the highway, and I'm looking like, I'm talking to my husband, I'm like, that looks like Dominique's car. So I see this car, and it has had an accident on the highway, and I'm looking like, that looks like Dominique's car. And he said, where are you? And I said, I'm on the highway on my way home. And the closer I get, I'm like, that really looks like my daughter's car. And by the time I get right up to the car, I realize it's her car, so I do immediate stop. And I get out the car, and before I can get out the car, she's running across the highway. She's screaming and crying. And she's like, I don't know what happened. So her engine locked up, and she ran off the road. And she hit an embankment. And the people that were on the other side of the highway, they said to me, they said, Miss, all we can say is that that was a miracle. They said they saw her just go off the road, hit the embankment, the car popped up out of the hole. It was 5 feet off the ground, spinning in the air, and it was just sand all around the car spinning. And the car landed in the other direction, but safely on all four tires. And all the people kept saying to me was, it was a miracle. It was a miracle. That's all they could say. And the dog was in the car. And my daughter said all she saw was when she hit the embankment, she saw the dog fly up in the air and come back down. She didn't know what happened. She said she knew she was dead. And I tell her, we know that that was God. So God is in everything we do if you put him in your life.
Yes. And that's a testament to how he shelters us. That's a testament to how he shelters us from all the chaos that's going around us if we trust and allow him to do so. But then you were there immediately. He orders our steps and lights our path. And for you, as frightening as that sounds, I would have loved to be, I want to be the first on the scene as well if it was my baby.
You know what the lady said to me? I'm telling you, he ordered them so well because I left out there from getting my oil done. I went next door to get some gas, and when I went to go put my debit card in the machine, it was like one of the places you had to, because down here you got to pump your own gas. So I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom, I'm going to get this gas, and I'm going to go home. But when I went to put my card in the debit, it's like, no, you got to go inside. You can't use a debit at the machine. So I got back in my truck. I was like, oh, forget this crap. I'm going home. But then I pulled off, and then I backed up. I said, you know what, let me get the gas. So I said, I ran in the store. I used the bathroom in the store, paid for the gas, came back out, got the gas. The girl said to me, she said, as a parent, you would not have wanted to see that you would have had a heart attack.
Right. Right.
She said you would have had a heart attack. I arrived just in time. Just in time to miss it, but just in time to get. She was calling me as I was coming down the highway at home. She didn't know I wasn't home. And when she saw me, she said, I knew it was you because nobody has those kind of tires down here on their truck. I knew it was you, and she hung the phone up. So he ordered out that.
And that's something he does in our businesses and in our plans that we submit to him. Something that you just said really resonated. Every one of those steps you didn't anticipate would be the thing to land you in that place on time. But, ladies, we've got to know that it's the same way with what he has us doing with our work. All these little steps we're doing, this phone call, this program, these 12 years you've been doing your program, your events, all of those are similar to her going in the bathroom or taking a little time in the store or changing your thoughts. So being in tune, it's the same exact way. I can't thank y'all enough for this morning. I'm rejoicing with you. I look forward to talking to you again. Reach out soon.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. God bless.
All right.
Thank you.
God bless. Take care, ladies.
Bye-bye.
Well, you have a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious day, baby. You keep it hopping. God bless you. God bless
you. Thank you all.
Yes, Audrey, that's the way that Cassandra closes our show every day with her with her instructions. What kind of day? It's a fun way to look at the day. So well, we can't thank you enough, Audrey, for coming and sharing your tips, your strategies, your experience, your journey, your coaching, your mentoring. Boy, you've given us a lot in just a short time. And for those of you who are listening in, if you didn't get a chance to ask your question or make your point, I know we're out of time, please follow up on Facebook, Audrey Bell, B-E, like a bell ringing, Bell Carney, that's her name. You can look her up on Facebook. You can message her. Even if you're not a friend, you can send her a message. You can friend her. She's an awesome, wonderful person. Ever since the day we first met, she has not changed. And that's what, to me, is amazing about people like Audrey, a real woman entrepreneur. This lady has not changed from the day I met her at Metropolitan Baptist Church in their fellowship hall where we had that event. And her friend, Adrian Congleton, and I believe you were there with another lady. I can't think of her name.
Adele Foster.
Adele.
It was Adrian, Adele, and Georgette, as a matter of fact. And Georgette has been my partner for the last 15 years.
I can't wait
Adele.
She's another, oh, my God, Adele Foster. What an amazing. I got to get her on the show, too. Got to get her on, Coach Cassandra. I'll introduce you to Adele.
Wow.
Adele.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's amazing. She's awesome. And she's like, I wanted to quote her earlier, but I used to have her. She used to come on my show every morning for a while. She was coming on with us about 2 years ago. And she has that little saying, you know, do it right, do it now, do it fast, do it better.
And
I say it just to be funny because I never got it in the exact order that she created it, but she actually has a teaching on that, a book, a CD, and whatnot. But every time I would say it wrong, you know, she would just laugh, and then she would correct me. But she taught me as well, like you, Audrey. You women are leaders in entrepreneurship. You guys were doing entrepreneurship and teaching women how to be entrepreneurs and speakers, oh, my God. So the public speaking, you know, you ladies really, and Adrienne, I have to, you know, thank God for her, because if it wasn't for Adrienne, I wouldn't have met you all. So that's why, you know, Adrienne, we had her on. And I love it. She's still at Essex County College doing her thing there. But she's the most fit woman I know.
Yeah. Adrienne was eating all the grass while we was always eating the burgers. Like, listen, you got to go to the boot camp.
Oh, girl, she would have y'all at that park. Remember, y'all used to go to the
park. Yes, at the park. 5 o'clock in the morning, like, oh, my God, Adrienne, I'm going to die.
Listen, when she told me, she invited me, I told her, girl, I'm not getting up at 5 o'clock for nobody. that was then, this is now. Go ahead.
Yeah. This is now, because now I get up and try to, I got this nice little bike thing in my room, and when I get off that prayer call, I get on that little bike thing, turn on Bloomberg TV, and I sit myself there, you know, because you know we're getting up there in that number game thingy, so you want to try to be the best you can be. But, you know, I want to say this, Lalisa, before we close. Cassandra, it's nice meeting you, and I thank you so much for having me. But, Lalisa, you're an amazing woman, too. You know, I know we don't talk about ourselves much, so I'm going to talk about you for a second. It's so nice as a coach, and I know you both can appreciate this. As a coach and a consultant and all that stuff, it's so nice to know that you really touch somebody. And you know you've touched them when they do the things that you have helped them do. Because I know there's been time as a coach when I was like, man, you're wasting your money and my time because you're not doing anything. But Lalisa is a great woman. She talked about stuff that I totally forgot about so many years ago. And it makes me smile to know that I was such an impact on her life, and she's been such an impact on my life. And now that you reminded me of all these things, I'll never forget them again. So you pull these women together, you do these amazing events. I suck at events. I suck at giving events, and I tell anybody that. That's not my forte. But Lalisa does these amazing events. They're sold out, standing room only. I remember the one I spoke at, it was standing room only, and people were standing outside the door. I was like, oh, my God, they're not going to get in. There are no seats. So, you know, you do great work, too. You inspire a lot of people. A lot of people know you. A lot of people follow you. And I just, you know, keep doing that because that's what we're here for. You know, we're here to empower, enlighten, inspire, educate, and entertain people and help them live their dreams. And, you know, thank you for allowing me to be a part of your life and helping you. And if anything you need me to help, you know, help you do, don't hesitate because you know I'll do it. And, you know, when you think about coming to Atlanta now to do some work, because I suck. I'm not trying to do no workshop unless you invite me because I suck at putting on events. But I'll come and I'll talk. But when you want to come this way, let me know. And, you know, some super duper walk down the street amazing women down here. So let me know and I'll put you in contact with some.
Wow.
Awesome.
But Audrey, I'm going to take you up on that because I know your work, I know your faithfulness, and I know how you will help a sister out because you helped me and gave me my next level. You helped me with my book. You gave me my next level, and I've never turned back from that. And I've sold thousands of copies of a book that you helped me put. I didn't know what to do. I was clueless. I didn't go to Doubleday. I didn't go to Hay House. I went to Audrey's house. And I think the name of your publishing company at the time was New House, New Something Publishing or
Milestone.
Milestone. There you go. There you go. Milestone. And let me tell you, that time in my life, I was at a milestone when I did that. And so I know God put us together. Even though you gave me the flyer, it was 4 years later that the book came about. So when I got the flyer, I took it home and laid it, like, under a bunch of papers. Because I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to do this. But it was 4 years later. What's the girl's name? Her last name was Love or something. What's the girl's name who you published her book, that the one who gave me your number again? You remember her?
The one that published the book, There Is Hope.
Yes.
Her book is called There Is Hope. Oh, God. Oh, it's right on the tip of my tongue. She was a teacher.
Yes. Yes.
She was a teacher. I can't think of her. It's right on the tip of my tongue, but her book was called There Is Hope. I remember the name of her book because I thought it was such a great title.
That lady, I met her at a bus stop.
Wow.
I put her in my car, drove her to her house in West Orange somewhere, went in her house. Now, I don't know this lady from the Hill of Beans. Went in her house and turned her book over. And I said, boy, I want to know how to do the book. Turned her book over, and it said published by Milestone Publishing. I said, I know that lady. What's her name? She said, her name is Audrey. I said, I think I met her. Long story short, she gave me your number. I called you. You met me at that restaurant. I didn't know what restaurant we were at. But now I can get in, like, Maplewood Diner. So anyway, back to you, Coach.
It was Maplewood.
Now, you guys are funny, but Audrey, you're doing big things, and you're down there in Atlanta, Georgia. Ooh-wee, I love Atlanta.
I love it, too.
My home is Ohio, as is both myself and Cassandra. We're both Ohioans. I'm from Cincinnati.
Yes. Yes.
But we didn't meet each other. No, we met each other through Facebook.
Really?
Through the radio show, yeah. We met each other.
Right. Oh, you know what? I thought you guys were really sisters. Like, I'm thinking you were, like, blood sisters. You really do sound exactly the same. Like, I don't know which one I'm talking to. Oh, that's so cool.
We met right here on Facebook just back in maybe February. We just met.
She asked me to be a speaker on her show. And that from there, we just hit it off. And she asked me to come on the show and assist her. And I've been loving it. I'm trying to say, LaLisa is absolutely awesome and such a godsend. I thank God for her in so many ways. I bless you, Coach LaLisa. You know that. And I just want to give her kudos also. She's a great woman of God.
She's so classy, Cassandra. I don't know if you've ever met her in person, but she's so classy, and she's always. Now, you catch me, I'm like in jeans, and I'm kind of chilling, but Lisa's always, she should be on the soap operas. You know, on soap operas, you never see anybody dressed down on soap operas. They're dressed up every single day. I said, make a great impact. So, I mean, really, a great impact on so many lives.
I absolutely believe it.
I want to do a reality show. I want to do a reality show about all the people I meet on Facebook.
Awesome. You should do it. I'm doing one now, and we're going to release it. We're going to release it next week. We're going to talk about it. But, you know, when you want to do it, let's talk about it, because it's exciting, and we're in the process right now of putting it all together. We're going to start taping in August.
What's the name of it?
Can't release it yet. It's going to release it next week.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's okay. Okay.
Audrey, you're always doing exciting stuff. You're so exciting. The only thing was I really did have a little bit of a low when you left New Jersey. I'm like, oh, no, she's moving. But because you lived this.
You guys got to come and visit me down here. It's beautiful down here. I love it.
I know it is.
We're going to be doing a new media conference next year, a summit. Even though I don't like doing events, there's a PR person that I'm working with. She does events, and we're talking about new media and how to make it work for you. So I'll let you know more about that as we roll it out. As a matter of fact, I got a meeting with her next week. So once I have a meeting with her, I'll let you know about that, because that, to me, being in this space that I'm in right now with this new media thing, I don't think people, especially business owners, and I say this because I talk to them, and at the time when it was free for them just to have a show on the network, they couldn't even grasp what it meant. And that leaves a lot of – now, let me tell you this, and I'm just being honest. If you go to the network, 95% of the women are Caucasian. And it's not that I didn't reach out to everybody. Those are the ones that stepped up. And so what I keep hearing is, well, African-American women are afraid. Well, what are you afraid of? You know, if I'm African-American, I'm telling you, this is the platform you need to be on. You need to be on the platform. Take a look at the platform and see what I'm saying. You know what I mean? So I felt like I needed to do some kind of summit to introduce us to new media and understand how you can use it, not only to grow your business, but to also add an extra stream of income to your bottom line for your business. So that's something we're going to be doing next year in April. We're going to be celebrating the one-year anniversary of the network, because we actually launched all the content on the network in April the 15th. And so we're going to have a conference next year about new media. So I'll let you know more about that, too, as we go along. And then hopefully by then you'll be ready to roll out your have the cast for your reality show, or have it all set up, and we can roll it out at the conference.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes. We have to get together, and we have to talk very soon about some of these things. And you know what I like about you and people like Coach Cassandra and some of the others that we've had on here was that when people, you know, people can trust you. You know, that's what I love about you, Audrey. I can call you up, you know, at 2:00 in the morning and share an idea with you and get good, honest, you know, feedback and direction and not have to worry about, oh, she's going to steal my idea or,
no,
you know, she's going to run with it. That's what I love about people like you all. And that's what people don't know. And plus, I can get ideas from you that even if I don't know anything about it, I can trust that it's going to work. A lot of times people are fearful because they don't have the example before them, or they don't have the person who is strong enough. Why is it that David Kiyosaki can tell someone, rich dad, poor dad, and people just listen? Why is it that certain people can do it? That's because they're able, people trust them. And somehow, as African-Americans, we don't trust people, but some of that is because people don't always prove themselves to be trustworthy. So
that's true.
You are very trustworthy. Anything I've ever shared with you or anything you've ever done with me, you came through just as you said you would, and you did it without, trying to make it yours. You know what I'm saying? So you're trustworthy.
Right.
And Coach Cassandra, you're the same way. That's why it was so easy for me to connect with you and to do the show with you. I have other friends, Denise Jenkins and Cleveland. You got to have women around you that are trust, and that's why we like bringing people like you to the platform, because just like I know I trust you, I know other people will trust you, and you've done that for me, people that you've introduced me to, okay? And I think as we continue to do, you know, we have Lori. I have Minister Valerie Allen. I trust Valerie Allen. You know what I'm saying? She's been to my house. You know what I'm saying? You know, Denise, you know, we've slept in the same bed in the hotel rooms, you know. So, Coleman, when you have powerful women around you that you can trust, we want to share those women with more people. And that's one of the reasons why we, every morning we do this show, is because we don't want people like Audrey Bell Carney to be the best kept secret. You know what I'm saying? We need you exposed to as many people out there that we need to meet you. We got a lady that listened to the show, Serena Washington. I never met Serena face to face. That girl is in Louisiana somewhere. But Serena Washington, I trust her. You know what I'm saying? I met her through Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she and I, we do business together. You know what I'm saying? I've never met her face-to-face. And so that's what I love, is that type of camaraderie. As we got to dispel the myth about black women. When they say that we can't get along and when they say we hate on each other, well, as long as we hating on each other, guess what? What they say is true.
That's true. That's
true. If I steal your idea, guess what? Then what they say is true. But
that's
long
right.
As support you a platform, make your things, then what they say is not true, and as long as we can prove that it ain't true, then we can do our own thing. And that's my take.
That's
true. But you know what? It's if you buy into that mindset, because I've met women, even women of God, Lilisa, who told me that, well, I don't trust women. I said, how can you say that? If your mind has been renewed with the word of God, you don't have that same thinking. And you're not going to attract those kinds of people. You're going to attract people that have a healthy mindset, have a healthy self-concept. And you know what? And that leads into a show that I would love to see on TV that maybe I need to produce, and that's dealing with fear. Audrey, you hit on it. Last weekend, I was just at an event. This woman, Lilisa, started crying, saying she would wake up every morning, a Christian woman, asking God, why did you wake me up? Why did you
God.
Of fear? This woman, God bless me to prophesy to her, this woman has ministry all in her, but she is waiting for permission. I want to do a show that deals with people's fears. This woman is ready to commit suicide. She waiting for her pastor to approve her. I said, the word says, God said it's better to obey God than man. I said, if your pastor never acknowledges you, I said, the fact that you know that you have a calling on your life, then you have been, you know, behind the eight ball, because you know what God has called you to do, and you're waiting for permission. You don't need to do permission to do what God has called you to do. You don't need a license to go and minister to people. Just open up your mouth and be a mouthpiece. God will feel it. And sometimes you're not recognized till people see the gift in operation. You got to go forth and be who God's calling you to be. So I just wanted to interject that. You're so right on, Lilisa. We've got to stop having that mindset that, you know, I don't like her. Why not? Why not? Just because she's a woman? I hate to hear women say, I can only trust men. I don't know about that. I don't believe that's true at all. I don't buy into that thinking at all. So I just wanted to comment on that. Back to you all.
I got to tell you this, Cassandra. I hear the title of your show is called Permission Granted.
Woo! Woo! Well, I love that. Permission Granted.
Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
my God. Now, that'll preach.
Yeah.
100% permission. I'm writing that down, woman of God. Oh, Father, we seal that in the name of Jesus, and nobody else takes that. Permission granted. Now, that leads me right into another thing that I love to say. I tell people, and they'll start laughing. I said, I've been approved by God. And they kind of chuckle. I said, listen, I can show you in Scripture where I have been approved by God. And I've even gotten prophecies that said God says you've been approved by him. Because, woman of God, I tell you, I live for Jesus. I live to do the will of the Father. I'm not trying to be some secret agent Christian. I'm living my life out loud. You know what I'm saying? If you had a microscope, you're going to find Jesus. If I got accused on the stand of being a witness for Jesus, I'd be prosecuted, okay? Because I'm going to live it out loud for him. I believe it like that. And even Lilisa has, with this show, she said she now calls it, of course, all about entrepreneurs, but with a kingdom mindset. I believe that's how you put it, Lilisa. But it's because, you know, we are acknowledging God in all our ways, and he is directing our path. But that permission granted, baby, that'll preach. I love that. Let's do it.
Yeah, that sounds good right there. You just said a whole lot of stuff in that little conversation right there. You might need to start a T-shirt line. You said permission granted, approved by God, live out loud for Jesus. That sounds like a T-shirt line or a greeting card line or something. You said all that in that little bit right there. I'm like, whoa, that's a lot. You need to put that somewhere.
Now, you know what? I have thought about not only doing T-shirts, but the bookmarks, because God has always given me ideas about bookmarks and said, you know, that would be great on a bookmark. So, actually, in my notes, I do have that as a project that I want to do. So, thank you, woman of God, for reminding me of where God is taking me. So, we'll definitely have to talk.
Yep.
Praise God. This is awesome. What a thank you,
you're
Coach
good.
Elisa, for bringing her on. This is awesome.
Praise God. Audrey, I told you, Audrey has that type of impact on people. She, listen, when she came, let me tell you, well, she's been doing this every day for some of us who just watch her. I'm telling you, just to get on her email distribution. Let me tell you, you read one of them emails, you're going to be running.
Thank you, Lisa.
Walking outside. Also, Audrey, I do roving radio, because I'm here in Jersey City, doing at work, and now I'm walking actually down to Dunkin' Donuts for our little meet greet this morning. I'm going to be meeting and greeting some staff members here at the college. I'm setting up a little meet and greet, so I'm back outside. Good morning. So I'm saying hi to all the people as I'm walking down Snip Avenue in Journal Square. But, you know, we have, oh, my God, I don't want to get hit by a bus though coming out of Journal Square. But I know, Audrey, you being over from this area, you can, you know, being in New Jersey, you can appreciate where I'm at. But I said all that to say, you have so much to give in terms of inspiring women. I think that's why you had that one program for years, How to Be Your Own Boss or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You were writing for magazines, and you were inspiring all these women to be their own boss. I mean, I hadn't heard nobody talk about that until I heard you, because you're right, Coach Cassandra, so many people were fearful. Oh, I don't want to start my own business. I don't want to leave, you know, the steady income, as they would say. And this was back when people had, when the economy was good and people had their jobs and they were happy. But you out there, you were out there, Audrey, telling people, be your own boss, BOSS, and I believe it was an acronym for something.
Well, for me, and that wasn't, not for me, not be your own boss, but to me, I think people, you know, they have these great ideas. They have this, and if you wake up every morning and it's something that seems unfulfilled in you, that means you're not on purpose. And you have to believe in God, because I got to tell you, you can't walk this walk by yourself. You got to walk it with Him, and it's a hard walk. And like I think Cassandra said earlier, you got to get around those people. Because when you get around those people, it makes you walk a little bit easier. When you got God and people in your corner that understand you, that speak your language, and I tell my daughter this, you got to get around people that speak your language. Because if you're not around those people, you're not getting fed what you need to move forward. You know, and so when you got a dream, even if you start out part-time, just start it. Just start it anyway. That's why this is not work for me. This is really just like ministry. Like, I love it to no ends. You know, my brother loves football the same way. And when he came to Atlanta for my mom's birthday, and he said, I was on a call. He said, she on business, right? My mother goes, yeah, you know she is. And I said, when I got off the call, I said to him, but you love football, don't you? He's like, yeah, you know I do. His every waking moment is football. And my every waking moment is business. I love it. I love talking to people. Of helping them kind of figure out what it is they're supposed to be doing. You know, we can't make people do it, but we can kind of, you know, we can guide them. We can help them. We can help them understand what it is they should be doing. But it's up to them to do the work, and it is work. I'm not going front one bit. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of dedication, and it's a lot of sacrifice most of the time. But if you love what you do, you won't feel any of that pain. You know, you'll feel a little bit of sting, but you won't feel the real pain. You'll feel a sting. It's like getting a needle. You know you're getting a needle, so you feel this thing because you know you're attached to it. But the more you do it and the more you get good at it and the more you surround yourself with that type of person, the people, you'll be fine. But you got to step out there on faith and do it first. That's what you got to do. Whatever it is, it may not be business. You know, it may not be business. And maybe you want to be a teacher. Whatever it is. I'm scared of kids. I can't teach in the hood. Well, you didn't try yet. How you know? So whatever it is. You got to step out there on faith and believe in yourself, and you got to believe in yourself when nobody else does. When nobody, go get a job. Why are you doing that? Why you won't get your hair done? Go get you a job. Why are you doing your hair yourself? Why are you doing your nose yourself? Go get a job, because I believe in my dream, and my dream says I got to make this sacrifice right now. So don't you worry about me. I'm fine. You do what you do. I'm going to do what I do. And that's the attitude, that not being like, you know, stuck up or egotistical, but people will try to deter you from your dream. They try to move you right into a space where they are, knowing they're unhappy where they are, but they want you to be there too. What you doing that
and
for?
You know what that is? Audrey, that's fear-based. People don't want to see you do what they feel like they can't do. I've learned that. It took me a minute because I said, why are these people discouraging me? I'm not trying to ask them to do it. But because they saw me doing something either they knew they should be doing and were afraid to do, or they just had anxiety about it, period. And they're like, well, what makes you think you can do it is really what they're saying. So that's why you got to know a lot of times people will speak out of their mouth their fears, their phobias, their anxieties. And God taught me that. Just because you say, you know, why are you doing that or you don't need to be doing that, that's you talking. You're talking to yourself. You're really not talking to me because I know I'm on point. I'm focused about where I'm going and where I'm headed.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to learn that little trick because a lot of times people are speaking their own phobias and fears, and that's why they won't come alongside or get with you because they're fearful. There's so much fear in the world. Oh, we got to do this show dealing with permission granted because people are fear-based. And they'll talk you out of something because they're afraid of that means that they need to do something, that they need to step out the box, and they're not willing to. That's the secret. They're really not willing to, so they're trying to talk you out of it, or they won't come alongside you, Audrey, all the fear.
You know, well, here's the thing, and you know what? If they won't come alongside of you, then leave them. Go on your own. You can.
That's right.
I know that's right.
That's right.
Audrey, you know this. When you get started, if you would go on and do it, if you believe in it that much, do it. That's what we learned from
That's
Adele.
Right.
Just do it.
That's right.
Nike said, just do it. What do you? You don't need
just
somebody to come alongside so much as you need to start moving, and the people are already there.
That's
what everybody needs, somebody to come along. No, you just go. And Abraham, he just said, go. Along the way, and that's where people need to understand. You see, when we did our first whatever, we couldn't take nobody. I couldn't even take my own husband.
That's right.
When I got started, he was the first one to put up the money for me to rent the building.
That's right.
But you got to get started. You can't wait. He never saw that. He didn't sit down and say, oh, yeah, this is a great idea. Let's do it. Let's do it. No. That's what I'm saying. People need to get moving, and that's what I love about you all teaching. Yours, Cassandra, and Coach Fred, and those we've had on the show, we're teaching, telling people, get started, and along the way, God will send the people. He said, just do the radio show. Do it every morning. I said, God, I can't do it every morning by myself. Because I need a co-host. I got a job. And guess what? Sandra, people are waiting for people to come and be with them to do something. No, you do it, and he will send. He has to do it that way. If not, people will want to take credit for something. Just go. Like you said,
you started your
business with no money. You started your newspaper with no money. But you started it with yourself, and look at all the awesome people he's brought your way. And Coach Cassandra, what you're doing, all the people he's bringing in your life with your TV show, even bringing you new TV ideas. Just keep moving, people. Wake up. If somebody invites you to think, listen, you'll know in your heart if it's right. I know for me, I can't do everything somebody asks me to do, and I learned the hard way. I have to say no. I can't do everything that everybody wants Lilisa to do.
That's right.
There's not
That's
enough
right.
of me. I
That's
can't
right.
do everything. But I can do what God tells my heart to do, and I'll stand firm on that. And I don't know about you, Audrey, or about you, Coach Cassandra, but I got burned trying to do everything that everybody thought was a good idea for Lilisa.
All right.
That's right.
I don't know about you, Audrey, but I couldn't do it. I tried that, and it didn't work.
That's right. It don't work. It doesn't work. And you try, you want to go out. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying about being focused. I've tried pretty much You know, you and then what's crazy is when you try so many things and people start to lose faith, the next thing you say, well, what you doing now? You know, now entrepreneurs don't think like that. Regular people think like that. And that kind of, as an entrepreneur, that kind of makes you afraid to say something to somebody. Well, I don't want to tell them I'm doing this thing now because I was doing such and such last time. When you talk to entrepreneurs, we understand that, that you do, you find, you keep doing until you find what works for you. But regular people don't understand that, and they will make you feel like crap because they don't understand. They just know that you're doing something. They're not doing anything. And the fact that you're doing something is a curse. You know, they curse you for that because you're doing something. When they're not doing anything, they're miserable, they're broke, and they're not doing anything. But the fact that you're doing something, they try to make it seem like there's something wrong with you. And I'm telling you, I went through a period where I didn't want to tell anybody what I was doing because I was like, okay, I don't want to tell them that because, you know, 2 years ago I was doing the newspaper or, you know, 2 years before that I was a coach. Or 2 years. So I wouldn't tell anybody anything. So I was, like, totally shut down because I was like, so now you can't get clients because you're not talking about what you do because you're afraid of what people are going to think because you were doing something different last time. But like you said, Lisa, you can't do everything. And I've learned now, like, just recently, someone came to me with a business opportunity. I was like, absolutely not. I'm totally focused on her, too. I'm not doing anything. You know, I'm a partner in FobLink, so I'm just going to throw my commercial up on TV and let people go to an automated system where they can get some automatic information that really don't include me. But now that's technology for you. I can still put that up there. They can still go to the page. They can still get the information they need. It can go into a contact form. They can get an autoresponder for that. They don't really even need me at that point. But outside of that, I don't have time, nor do I want to. I'm having a lot of fun. I mean a lot of creative people. And I mean creative people who create but don't know how to distribute. I know how to distribute, but I don't know how to make a film. So they have all these filmmakers around me who know how to make films, but they don't know what to do with their work once it's done. And I know that's God because I went to a meeting on Saturday talking to someone, right? I referred that person to somebody I knew. I called them and say, listen, I referred to this person. They said, that's funny because we referred to the same people 3 weeks ago. It was, and it's like a big circle.
Wow.
Like, we were there talking to, I already know that person. Like, the girl knew the husband. She had never met the wife. I talked to the wife on Saturday. I told her about my two friends. The girl in the, out of my two friends had met the girl's husband who told him about me. It was so weird. And it was like, and the woman I talked to said, I saw you on TV. I saw her two on TV. I know I saw that. I got Roku. I said, yep, you saw me then. She's like, oh, my God. So it was like a big circle. So, you know, you just want to. And I got to wrap it up because I got to go. But I just want to say, again, thank you so much for having me on. This has been really great. Listen to Lisa's show. She sounds like she has amazing people on every morning at 7 o'clock. You know, if you can't get up at 7 o'clock to get some good information, then you can't be an entrepreneur because we don't have half sleep. So, you know, you want that's another thing, too. What sacrifices are you going to make? We don't have sleep. Lisa knows she probably don't have sleep. I know I don't. I woke up yesterday with the biggest headache. I woke up with the headache. And my mother's like, oh, you got a headache again? That's because in my sleep, I know I was thinking about something, and I woke up with this massive headache. But listen to the show. Listen to what she and Cassandra has to say because they're amazing coaches. And if you need a coach, hire a coach. Don't be so cheap. Give up something to get the coach because the coffee and the dinner and going out is not going to get you to your goal, but your coach will. And I know that because I had a coach. So thank you again, ladies, for having me on. I got to run now because I got to go, and I got some big things I have to do right now, and I wanted to say thank you again for having me.
Okay, we love you. Thank you, yes.
You're very welcome. Love you guys, too. Keep doing up. Keep doing good things. I know I'll talk to you again soon because I'm sure you got some good things that we probably can do together.
Yes, you do.
Absolutely.
And thank you so much. Everyone, please go to HERTUBE.TV. Please go there now. Do yourselves a favor. If you look at this, it's just like watching OWN. I don't see any difference. None. You gotta go and see this lady. Just think before she ever had this. You go there, you're gonna be amazed. Go to HERTUBE.TV. Check it out for yourself. Coach Cassandra, thank you so much for all that you do, for being a great host here on the show. Thank you to those listening. Thank you, David. Thank you to our caller.
Thank you to our guests. Thank you to the audience. Audience, without you, we wouldn't be here. There would be no need to be here. So, audience, you are the most important piece of this pie. So we love you. And that's why we dedicated the whole Fridays that you can call in and your voice can be heard. We want to hear from you loud and clear. We know we can't take everybody's call during the show because our goal is to bring great people in front of you that you can learn from and be inspired and be motivated by and empowered by. But on Fridays, you can talk to us. So please get ready to call in. Open mic Fridays. Miracle Monday, so much, Coach Cassandra. You already know to have a
super
contract in the
baby.
And please follow us on Facebook, Twitter. Tell somebody about it. To all the people that I met last night at Diana Lady Flags and Alisa's, what do you call it? It was a vision board party. For those of you that I met, I told you if you tuned into the show, if you are on the show and you're listening, please, I want you to send me a message on Facebook that you were listening to the show, and I want to get you a free gift. So if you're one of those persons who was at the event last night, I told you what you were going to get if you tuned into the show today. So inbox me and let me know you were at the event. If you know what the event is and where it was, I know you were there. Love you all, wonderful people. Look forward to seeing you at the next thing and the next thing.
Yes.
And the thing. So,
I know that's right.
Do the next thing and the next thing and the next thing to everybody.
Yeah.
Love
you.
Yeah. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. And everybody, I tell you, you know, today is one of those days I got to play my song because you got to believe. You got to believe. That's our song.
Yes.
I don't know. Probably didn't know. I promise you, my lady.
Ebony Archer, right here in St. Louis.
Moving, 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 moving That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/coachlalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Yeah.